Hi everyone, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish from Bravo HQ in New York City.
We have some exciting interviews.
Yes.
We've talked to the two S's, Sheena and Shep.
Yes.
Not that they're really known for, like, being together, but now they are. Yeah. No, but separately, they each came through the office, and we talked about all sorts of things. Shep talked about the premiere of Southern Charm, mm-hmm. why he thinks so many people relate to Catherine. Mm-hmm. And Sheena gave us a lot of information about her boyfriend. New boyfriend and the demise of her marriage with Shay.
Does Lisa Vanderpump approve? Find out. But first, let's talk about the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Part one of three.
Yes. Thank you, Andy Cohen.
I know. So good.
So good.
I wrote down, the first thing I wrote down was neighbors, because Jax and Brittany moved in to Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney's apartment building, and they're on the same floor.
Right. Now I just want like a Three's Company kind of opening of the show.
I thought it was funny that like Katie was mad about it, because I think that'd be sort of fun.
Yeah, no, I think so too. I was like, you're all together all the time anyway. Stassi's like within walking distance of your house.
Now you don't have to travel to see each other.
Right, you're saving gas money, really.
Yeah. Did you think that there was like any sort of tension between Jax and Brittany?
I thought it was interesting that they weren't sitting next to each other.
Right.
I didn't notice tension. I think that he gets very like... I think that she sometimes says something that he doesn't like, and he's very quick to kind of correct her.
Right, like the whole apartment eviction thing.
Yes, it was very like, lock it up.
Yeah, like, it was interesting.
Don't imply something that I'm not saying. When like she's dealing with you going around town saying that Kristen went down on her, and right. she's not like, lock it up, Jax.
Yeah.
and he's getting all annoyed with her over whether or not it was an eviction, why they had to move out, which pretty much... sounds like you had to move out of your apartment no matter what the circumstances were.
I have to say, I felt like Andy took it way too easy on the Kristen-Brittany rumor. Like, I did not want him to stop poking until he got a confession from one of them.
I think – and also I think that it was, like, right there. I feel like had yes. he pushed a little further.
Yes.
Because she was like – it was a kiss, and then you could tell yeah. that, like
yeah.
I do want to say the first thing that I wrote down – was Botox, because Jax was like, I got Botox yesterday.
Right.
Which I loved. There was just so much. I wrote down suffering because...
There's like, her ring, his ring, suffering.
It's just like, Schwartz, you know you're going to get in trouble for this.
Right. He was really cute the whole time.
Yes, he was adorable, per the use.
We talked a lot about the Pride Day and... the whole thing about how, you know, the Pride Parade is such a big part of every season of Vanderpump Rules, but because of the Orlando shooting, everyone had different reactions. Some people chose to, like, take part in it and really celebrate, and some people chose to, like, mourn at home. And I just thought they were both groups were so mean to each other about it.
Did you think that they were mean to each other? I thought one side was mean.
Okay, like, Katie should not have sent a text being like, oh, do you think this is the right way to celebrate? But then it was also, like, Ariana saying they're just trying to one-up each other about who's sadder. But it's like everyone deals with things in their own way. And honestly, like, if a tragedy happened, some people are going to choose to, like, do something about it, and some people are going to choose to be sad.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the Lisa Vanderpump on this and just say she decided that she wanted to get out there and be like, fuck it, I need to do what I needed to do, and it's okay that other people, I understand that other people couldn't.
Right. I think that was the perfect response.
Right. I do, though, think that what Ariana said was in response to, like, Katie started it, which is, I think, a theme of this reunion part one. There's been a lot of, none of this would have happened had you not started it, Katie. This is why Lala hates you. This is why stuff is happening between you and Sheena. This is why, and I think that that was just, I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that's what people are
right.
saying.
Like, just because you start something, like, everyone's responsible for their reactions.
Right.
I was so happy to see Lala.
Yes, of course.
And I thought it was crazy. She has a tattoo around her nipple.
Yeah, I think I knew that somehow. I don't know how I knew that, but that wasn't a surprise to me.
But, like, I don't really see many nip tats, so I don't even know, like, what I'm picturing.
But would you? It's not really out there. Who knows how many people have nipple tattoos, and we just don't know.
That's true, I guess.
Lisa Vanderpump can have them.
Yeah.
I want to go back to just James in general. I loved that they showed unseen footage from the last reunion that he was, like, on his phone and not paying attention.
Oh, no, they showed that.
Oh, at the reunion?
Uh-huh.
I thought I said unseen footage below, but maybe that was in a different part. But I loved that when Andy was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
And the kind of, like, the difference this time in James at the reunion. Like, kind of like when he was in here and when he was on Ultra Happens Live again, like, I think he's realized I was too big for my britches, I had an ego, and I think he's really, like, I think he's changed a little bit.
Funny you should say that, because I've seen more of the reunion, and what I will say is that this part one, he's sober. This is before a lunch break.
Oh.
And they address that.
Oh, my God. Because he's like, yeah, I'm sweating over here. This is right. terrible. I loved when he called out Stassi.
Oh, and he was crawling on the floor.
Yeah,
I've
so
never
good.
Seen him, like, funny. You know
right,
what I mean?
He was so funny.
Like, sometimes I think he's inadvertently funny. Like, he was really hilarious. And, like, Jax was cracking up the whole time.
Yeah, and he was like, who knew Jax would be my best friend here today? I was like, James, where is this guy? But apparently that's sober James, which I don't know how much we've seen.
Yeah.
to be honest, on the show.
Also, Jax was so genuinely, like, tickled by Schwartz the whole time. Like, Schwartz makes these, like, really dumb jokes.
Dad jokes.
Yeah. And, like, everyone else rolls their eyes, and Jax, like, loses it.
Well, I mean, the whole, my dick works, just ask Jax.
Yeah.
So Lala comes in, and that whole conversation happens with Katie, her, the whole Sheena apologizing.
Right.
Which, like, it's so, for some reason, that seemed so long ago to me.
I was right.
Like, oh, man, we're going way back now. But it was interesting because every time it's like Sheena against the girls, I'm like, this is season one all over again.
Right.
It just feels so like that root thing is never going to change.
Well, it was interesting to see her and Ariana so buddy-buddy because, yes, they started out as best friends, but they've, like, not been so tight this season.
I think maybe they've had a reconnection.
Yeah. Because
they seemed really tight. I also really liked seeing Tom – I mean, like, not that he doesn't always get involved in the drama, Tom Sandoval, but him really, like, defending Lala and defending Sheena. Like, not even just Ariana, which, like, you're going to do because she's your girlfriend. But, like, he was, like, going in on Katie and Stassi about Lala.
That surprised me because I have to say, if my husband's best friend was going at me like that, that would be such an issue.
If you were Katie, you mean?
Yes. And I think this is, like, the crux of, like, why there's so much tension, especially with Sandoval and Ariana.
Well, and I think that, like, the underlying narrative is back to, like, Katie just sucks. I'm not saying this for Tom Sandoval.
Right.
She goes to the dark side. She treats, you know, him like he feels like a battered wife.
Right.
Like, I really think that, like, those things that he said in New Orleans is what he really thinks.
Oh, for sure.
And he's happy for them to be married. He wants them to be in a good place. But at the end of the day, I think he truly believes those things.
I know, but that's terrible because that's your best friend's wife.
Right. But at the same time, I think that as a best friend, you're going to want the best for your friend.
Yeah.
So I get why he's like that for Schwartz's sake.
Yeah.
Not that I think that it's justified.
Right.
I don't think I love Katie. But,
yeah.
You know, that's where it gets all complicated.
Yeah. So true.
I loved that Katie, though, acknowledged that she – well, first of all, let's talk about when she was like, you don't think I know what I look like.
That was
Oh my God, my heart like broke for her.
But I'm glad she said it that way because it's like when she gets angry, James doesn't hear that. He right. needs to hear that you don't – this is why you don't say something like that because right. a person knows how they feel in clothes and a person knows that like they don't look the same that they did, you know, a few seasons ago.
And I think James – was like, no, completely. I get it. I said it because I wanted to be mean. Like, I was doing it on purpose. I said the meanest thing that I could. So that was – it was interesting, though, that they were able to apologize. And, like, Lala and Katie really, like, had a moment of, like,
yeah.
I hope we can move on.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. But then, of course, went back to the Sheena versus Stassi versus everyone. Mm-hmm. And how they're all – when James is like, Stassi's your boss. It's like – And then I just love that that's such an old narrative or somebody said, like, oh, that's old
Stassi
news.
Said that.
Yeah, which yeah. it's like, does that make it not true all of a sudden?
But I like that Schwartz stood up for Stassi.
Yes, yes. He's like, no, 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 that's not what it is. Yeah. But I think that also is like, I think he's learned that he needs to stick up for Katie. And anytime someone's like, Katie's controlled by Stassi, he now is like, I'm not going to let that stand. So I think that's less about defending Stassi and more about saying she doesn't control my wife.
Right.
Speaking of Sheena and her drama at the reunion, we were able to sit down with her
mm-hmm.
and talk about it.
And a lot of things. Particularly if you guys noticed that there was like a comment about anorexia and how she struggled with it in college. We ask her about that and she gets really honest and deep and it's good.
We are here with Sheena.
Hi.
She was just telling us she has been all over the world.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference in the time zone from Hawaii to Amsterdam.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how I don't get jet lag.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm surprised you don't. I would
no.
be dead.
I just adjust, like, immediately. I'm like, okay, well, now it's nighttime in Amsterdam, so I'm going to pretend like it's nighttime. And, yeah, but it was... It's been a fun few weeks, especially traveling with my boyfriend. It's been a lot of fun.
So it's just been for fun.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's yeah. the honeymoon so, stage.
Yes. I mean, hopefully it stays that way forever. But we went to Hawaii with my family. We went to Big Bear with his family. And then him and I went to Amsterdam, met up with some friends. And now I'm here.
So tell us about the relationship. I mean, I know that you guys have been friends for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. So what made it, like, blossom into something more?
Well, it was something more. We dated, like, 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was off and on, more casual. It was never, like, a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. It was the timing was never right, and I just believe timing is everything. Mm-hmm. And when I first met him, it was 2006. I had just graduated college. I was single for the first time in my life. I had a boyfriend all of high school and college for 7 years. So I'm like, okay, I'm single, my first summer, I'm living in Hollywood, and then I meet this awesome, gorgeous guy who took me to Disneyland on a date and waited all freaking day to kiss me until the snow fell and the fireworks went off, and I'm like, get away from me, this is like, this is the guy you marry, like, this is the final guy, and I was not ready to be in a relationship again, because I didn't want to be the girl who just went from long-term to another long-term, and... I did know he is the type of person you marry. So I kind of called it off. Then he got a girlfriend. Then I didn't like being single, but he had a girlfriend. And then they broke up, but I was seeing someone. And it was just like 4 years of off and on, but it was never anything bad. It never ended bad. It was just the timing wasn't right. And then we tried right. again, and the timing wasn't right. But up until right before I started dating Shay, like, we were still trying to see if it could work, and it just – timing wasn't right. And then – Shay and I, you know, fell in love and hit it off, and that was it for me until it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then ran into Rob and reconnected, and it just felt right. Like, the first time we hung out again and we're just catching up, I'm like, it just felt like the 6 years that passed hadn't, and we just, like, picked up where we left off. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, now we're giving it a real shot. Like, now he is my boyfriend. And he's still kind of getting used to saying the girlfriend thing, but I'm like, but it's cute because when he does, it's like I get those little butterflies, and I'm like, aww. And then he got me this necklace last week when we were going to Amsterdam, and I just thought it was the cutest thing. It says S plus R.
Aww.
And I'm like, that's so – just like the littlest things like that. I'm like, that is so thoughtful. And that was just like, romantic. Oh, he is. He's amazing. Aww. Like, I could not be happier.
You said you ran into him. Was it really just like a spontaneous reconnection?
We ran into each other at a concert.
Oh, wow.
And talked a little bit that night, but I was still with Shay at the time. And I was just like, oh, good to see you. Crazy, long time. And then months passed, and around the holidays, after everything with Shay and I didn't work out, I was like, started, you know, looking on social media. I'm like, I don't see a girlfriend in the picture. And I text him, and I was just like, hey, how are you? And he's like, what's up? How's married life? I was like, we got divorced. And he's like, wow, we have some catching up to do. He's like, come by my, he just got a new house, and he was like, come check out the house. Like, we'll just, like, catch up. And we did, and then we just, like, casually started hanging out a little bit, and there was, like, a Christmas party he invited me to, and then the New Year's Eve party was, like, when I was, like, okay, I really like you, and after that, we just, first of the year, we kind of kicked it off, and we're taking it very, very slow, slower than I would like, but, you know, coming out of what I just came out of, I do need time to process all of that, but I don't feel I jumped into it because for me, I'm like, life's too short, and this is someone who it never worked out with before because of the timing and other relationships, and the fact that he was single, I was single, it just felt right, and I'm like, well, let's give it a shot now, you know, we'll take it as slow as you want, but it just felt right.
Well, I hope this is a compliment because I mean it is one. It's kind of like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much identical timelines, though.
Yeah.
So. And they're meant to be.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we just, we're very similar in a lot of ways. I feel like we're on, like, the same page and, like, career-wise, and he's a very extroverted person. I mean, he can hold a conversation with anyone in any room about anything, and he's been in front of the camera for several years. He's an actor. He's a host. We just have – we're both Tauruses, so we're both stubborn as hell, which is the one downfall because it's, like, I normally I'll be the one to cave, and I'm just like, fine, okay. But yeah, we just – get along so well. I love his family, vice versa. And, like, our moms are best friends already. Mm-hmm. We've taken trips with each other. I'm doing a whole spa weekend with his mom and sister this weekend.
Wow.
And, yeah, it just, it did, I know to a lot of people it's like, wow, this happened so fast, but it's like, but it's been 10 years.
Right. Like, it's not like you just met him.
Yeah, so, like, how long have you been dating? I'm like, 3 months and 10 years. But, you know, we had the 6 month or 6 year break. And it didn't even feel like it was 6 years. It just, once I saw him again, it was like we just picked up where we left off.
Right. Has Lisa met him? She always is very involved in your relationship.
Yeah. So he came to the opening of the Vanderpump Pet store.
Oh.
And right, I was like, Lisa, this is him. And she goes, turn around. Let me check you out. And she goes, all right. I like this one.
At the reunion, there was some mention of, like, Stassi and Patrick, Lala and her mystery man, and, you know, whether you should have to have someone on
camera.
Like, share the relationship with viewers.
He doesn't want to be on the show.
So my question was, if and when you start filming the next season, he's not going to be on?
I mean, it is going to be his decision 100%. As of now, he's not feeling it at all. For good reasons. I mean, he's never watched the show, first of all, also. He sees all of the negative press that came out about Shay, and he doesn't want that for himself. But I'm like, but the difference is Shay did shady shit, and you're not that type of person. So he also worries that I have a big mouth. And, like, if there, he's like, well, what if we get in, like, a little argument, and then you're filming with Ariana, and then you're just, like, talking all this shit on me, and I'm like, that would never happen also, but it's like I get where he's coming from and what he's worried about, and he has his own image and his own career to protect. And I don't know. We had actually a pretty long talk about it yesterday, and he's like, I'm just not there yet. He goes, put me in touch with your producers. We can have a conversation, but because I do want to show how happy we are and how amazing he is, but at the same time, I kind of want to keep him away from the show. And he's like, but I want to help you, so there are going to be many more conversations we're going to have about it, but as of now, he does not want to do the show. and I will support any decision he makes. That's up to him. But I'm like, it's going to be a problem if you don't.
Well, I watched the reunion back to back to back. So I felt like I was there. And for you, I feel like that must have been a crazy day.
Yeah.
It was so emotional. I was just feeling a million different things. It started off where I had like anger and resentment still towards the girls for certain things. And I wanted to get all of that out. And then it was like, with Shay, it was just an all-day buildup where I knew he was coming. I knew he was coming, but was he going to come or was he not going to come? And I am a person who already struggles with anxiety. I take Wellbutrin daily, Xanax on an as-needed basis, which is very rare. But that day, I, like, had my producer come over, and I was like, is he here? And he's like, he got a flat tire, but he's, like, on his way. And I'm like, is that an excuse or is he here? And he's like, he's going to be here. And I'm like, okay, so I'm either going to need a shot, a Xanax, or I'm going to smoke some weed. Because I cannot just, like, dead, sober, emotional. Like, I was just, like, I was having a panic attack. And I am not a person who goes that way when I'm – but it was just – it was so emotional. And I was freaking out. And my producer was like, well, you're not going to do that. He's like, I will get you one drink just to calm your nerves. And I was like, I just needed something to calm my nerves. And right before they announced, they're like, and after the break, Mike Shay will be here. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And it was really difficult. I didn't think it was going to be that hard for me. But I got through it. I cried a lot. I, like, emotionally blacked out after. I was like, wait, what did I say? Why did I say it? Did I say this? I should have said this. And a million thoughts are going through my mind. And now looking back, there were some things that he said that I'm like, I wish I would have said this when he said it. But later coming out this month, I have my own digital talk show.
Oh, wow.
So it's an on-camera podcast. We have live streaming. It'll be, like, available to download, watch it on YouTube and all of that. So
what is it called?
It's going to be called Shenanigans, like Shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'll be posting on my social media when I'm going to have my first show, but it will be sometime this month. And this is just such a great outlet for me because I'll be able to say all of the things I didn't get to say that day. Or, you know, it's like when you're filming the reunion, there's so many emotions and things going on that you forget to say a lot of things. And after I was like, oh, my God, why didn't I say this? And now that I have this outlet to speak on, I'm really excited. I have a background in broadcast journalism. I studied radio and TV production in college. And this is something I've always wanted to do is host my own show. And I have Maria Menounos and her fiance, Kevin Undergaro, backing it. And
have her show her stomach. It's just, she has the most amazing
She's
abs.
Perfect. She's literally the reason why I started studying broadcast journalism.
Yeah.
And she's been my idol ever since she's been a host. And now to be able to work with them is literally a dream come true.
That's so
cool.
That
is so cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hearing you talk about Shay, it feels like there's still anger there. Do you feel that way?
I feel I was able to let most of it go at the reunion. Once it's all aired and done, I think I'll be able to let all of it go because right. I still have that anxiety where I'm like, it's not all the way out there yet. And so people are still like, this one girl just really pissed me off the other day. She was like commenting on my Instagram, and I very rarely feed into the trolls, but if something is incorrect, I will correct you. And she leaves this comment and was just like, how dare you, like, go on Snapchat parading around your new relationship? Shay never did anything to intentionally hurt you. Why are you doing this to hurt him and this and that? And I was like, oh, no. You don't know what you're talking about. He did several things to hurt me. Keep watching the show. And she's like, I've watched every episode of it. I'm like, well, you haven't seen the reunion.
Right.
So you don't know everything.
Right.
There were intentional things he did that hurt me. And he doesn't follow me on Snapchat. We're, like, blocked on each other's social medias. I'm not putting anything out there to hurt his feelings. And I did wait months to post anything because I didn't want to, like, look like I was trying to, like, throw my happiness in his face. But at the same time, we don't follow each other. So I'm, like, I do see, like, some of his family still, like, watches my Snapchats and stuff. So I'm, like, I'm sure they've told him, you know, that I'm seeing someone new and that comes out in part three of the reunion. But I'm not going to censor myself and hide my happiness in case I'm going to hurt his feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, he already hurt me as much as he possibly could. So I'm in a place now where I'm like, I'm happy and I want everyone to know it.
Yeah.
Speaking of internet trolls and things, Katie, when she was here, really opened up about having a really hard time this mm-hmm. season. What has that been like for you and dealing with the trolls and the comments?
I think we all deal with things differently on our show. I'm a person who takes accountability and owns my shit. So if I do something or say something wrong, I can admit it. Whereas I think Katie and Stassi have a harder time with that. Like, swallowing their pride isn't something they easily do. So for them, I think this season was hard because instead of literally, like, Stassi got so mad at me that I didn't come to her defense the day that Shay and Carter's party aired.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I do that? You treated me like shit. You were so mean to me. You ruined his party for me. I didn't have a single drink that whole day, which even for the last, like, year of our relationship, whenever I was with Shay, I didn't drink. I supported him and respected his sobriety, which I found out was a fucking joke. But I'm like, had Stassi or Katie gone on Twitter and just said, wow, Sheena, just watched back the episode, looked like an asshole, like, just want to apologize again. Mm-hmm. Even though we were cool at the time it aired, you didn't do that. So why am I going to go on Twitter and defend your terrible behavior mm-hmm. when you can't take accountability for it? Like, yeah, right. So we've already discussed it or whatever, but now it's airing. And I'm sorry. Like, this is what you get. That's the way you acted. You acted like an asshole, and now people are seeing that. And they just don't take accountability, and they say that I play the victim, and I'm like, but I really don't. Right. That's just, like, their go-to excuse.
At the reunion, the part one, you touch on the fact that you had an eating disorder in college, yeah. that you dealt with it. And I think that's something that people are going to have questions about mm-hmm. and something that, like, so many people deal with. Is that something that's hard to keep in check being on a reality show?
Not anymore. So I love food and, like, I eat a lot. I'm a naturally thin person and I have a fast metabolism. I put on weight between 23 and 26 because I drank beer, wine, champagne, Fireball, Jameson, everything with sugar on a regular basis. Like, when Shay and I first started dating, I mean, we would buy those big jugs of wine and him and I would, before I knew we had a drinking problem, but him and I would, you know, I'd make pasta at home and then just have glass and glasses of wine. And I would drink beers every Sunday for football and do shots of whiskey. And I put on 20 pounds of alcohol weight. Mm. So once I was able to lose that in a healthy way by diet and exercise, I'm like, I'm just a naturally thin person. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and I work out. So I'm able to keep it off. But in college, it was my senior year of college. I was 20 years old. And I was going to be moving out to Hollywood. I wanted to be an actress. Thin was in mm-hmm. 11 years ago. Kim Kardashian was not a thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't cool to have a big butt. And for me, I was just like, okay, well, the only way I know, I don't want to work out. So the only way I know how to get skinny is to stop eating. And I remember, like, being on my lunch break and I would, like, count my calories and, like, be like, okay, I can have 12 goldfish and 2 gummy bears and, like, a water. And it was, like, something I really struggled with. And I remember stepping on the scale the day of my college graduation, I was 102. And I was like, yes, I'm almost under 100. And it was like, I was, like, proud of myself. And then once I started getting feedback from friends being like, wow, you lost your butt, or like, you're looking really skinny. And it was just, I realized it. And then once I moved out to LA, I got over that part. But then I was like taking laxatives all the time. So I'm like, well, if I eat this, then I have to take a laxative. And then I would do the Master Cleanse. And I was just trying to do any quick fix to keep the weight off. And it was something that I struggled with for a couple of years. And now I'm so far past that, and I'm in such a good, healthy place that those comments, they trigger a bad time for me. And I don't care that Kristen likes being called that. I don't. Right. I take strong offense to that. And so for Stassi to just be like, it was a joke, it was a joke. Not everything's a joke, especially when you're talking about a disease and something I struggled with, and now you're just, like, making a joke about it because I'm healthy and thin.
Yeah.
So
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And now a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Kathy Wakili's Avatar Costume. It was blue.
When did she wear it?
It was like the year Avatar came out.
It was on the show?
Yeah. They went to like a Halloween party. Because you know they always do like a Christmas. It's always like around Christmas time. Yeah. So it's like the fall. And it was, if you haven't seen it, I really recommend going to BravoTV.com and looking up that costume.
Give it a Google. So Southern Charm, premiere episode season 4.
Whoop whoop.
We start in like the most Southern Charm way ever, which is that they start from the end and then like we rewind to the beginning.
Did they say 6 months earlier or something?
I don't know if they said it, but they always...
Is it like an imply? Because I was waiting for that and I didn't see it and I was like, who knows when this is then? Is it the middle of the season?
Well, I guess we'll find out. Maybe they meant to leave it mysterious.
Yes.
But so Thomas goes to Landon's house with a rose in hand and basically asks her to take a chance on him.
Yeah. Not the only thing I have to say about this, but I want to comment on, a man gives you flowers. Your response is, these aren't my favorite. Orchids aren't my favorite.
Yeah. Not the best.
No. I was like, what are you doing, Landon?
Elizabeth Taylor once said that she overreacts when a man gives her diamonds and jewelry because to give them that positive reinforcement means you're going to get more jewelry.
Right. Now you're not getting any flowers, Landon.
Exactly. but yeah, seeing them, of course, makes me outraged on Catherine's behalf.
Of course.
She called this. No one believed her.
I mean, it's the classic Kristen Ariana situation of like, of all the people in all the world, it had to be her. My inkling was right.
Right. I don't know. I just, I don't really see them as a couple, I have to say. But maybe we're going to see some evolution that'll change my mind.
I hadn't even thought of this, which I think is funny. Because Landon is like, even if we had done something, they weren't together.
Right.
It is completely fine.
If that's not an admission, I don't know what is.
Oh, see, I didn't think it was an admission, but I was like, I think I've been so, it's so scandalous, not realizing, like, actually, is it that scandalous? She's completely within her rights to hook up with Thomas, and he's completely within his rights to hook up with Landon.
Within her rights, maybe, but is it girl code?
Oh, you think? But she was never friends with Catherine.
Doesn't matter.
So you're not allowed to hook up with anyone ever?
Landon and Catherine were friends at one point.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. She invited her to her house in that other place.
Yeah. And plus, it's island. Just like, you know, when you're hiding something, there's a reason. You don't hide things that are, like, wholesome and perfectly fine.
Interesting.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So then we see Craig, who's, like...
Gardening,
chopping up wood. And, you know, we get into it once the episode, but I was just like, why won't you just finish law school? I don't understand.
Right. I was watching it with my roommate, and she was like, just finish your thesis.
Yeah.
Like, how did you not finish your thesis?
But it sounds like he did. He's done all his steps.
Right.
And now he's just waiting to take... Well, he's waiting to see, I guess, if he graduates...
I thought it was, like, everything's good. He just has to wait and to take the bar because it's only, like, a couple times a year. So the next bar is in February.
Okay.
So I think that's what he was saying. But if he wants to be a gardener, be a gardener. Not maybe this circle of friends would be so excited
like
about
Naomi.
Gardening.
Naomi.
I know. She was like, he's not going to be a carpenter.
Yes.
I was like,
but, you know, she is really pretty. So, like, whatever you have to do to keep her, Craig, is what I say.
Yeah, and that house that
is
amazing. So
right.
I think that
he's like a kept
up.
Man right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is.
What did you think? We see Thomas and, like, how he's having to cope. Because, by the way, Catherine's in rehab.
Right.
Which is not something that, you know, we knew that the last time we saw them at the reunion – she had taken a drug test and failed.
Mm-hmm.
But we were never, like, privy to any sort of drug issues. Like, that's never been shown. So
no.
This is a kind of like a...
The Southern Charm people like to be in the cups, as they say. But beyond that, there's never really been that much talk about it until the reunion. So the fact that this has maybe been a problem for her is interesting.
Right. Okay, but my whole point originally was that
the house.
I mean, look, I get it. You have a nice house with antiques, but you're keeping your children in a separate guest house?
Right.
Do you sleep in the same house as them?
Right. Well, also, I thought it was interesting that at the end, they were all, like, applauding him for stepping up and taking care of his own children. And I was like, yeah, well, I think he should. He birthed them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone argued he didn't birth them, but I totally
right.
see what you're saying.
I mean, he was a part of it.
Yeah. No, totally. I don't know. That was just weird to me. But again, I don't have a house full of fancy antiques, so maybe that's why.
But maybe convert one room to be antique free. And then I was confused. Does the nanny, like, live with them overnight?
Yeah, I don't know.
And he goes back to the main house?
I do like that he kept the same one. Consistency is key for kids, and that's the right. same one we saw last season.
Little Kinsey and Saint.
Yeah.
They're really cute.
Yeah, very cute.
At one point he was like, the most difficult part really isn't the poopy diapers. And I was like, oh, good, Tom. Do you want to talk about Austin?
Well, Austin. Yes, because I wrote down the quote, so it's not a long walk of shame.
I wrote walk of shame down, too.
I mean, my God. Like, it was quite an introduction, let's
right,
say.
Right.
You know, Shep calls him his protege. Austin says he's the younger, better version of Shep.
Right, right.
I think it's safe to say they're both very good looking guys.
Yes. And they do look alike.
Yeah. Who are just single, looking for fun. And he has a girl who stays the night over and, like, quickly kind of sends her on her way.
Right, right. And he's like, you don't live far, do you? It won't be a long walk of shame.
It's like, for God's sake, just get in your car and take her.
Right. At least I think the classy move is to order an Uber.
Yes, as they did on Jersey Shore, but back then it was taxis.
Right. Cabs here. For my walk of shame, lady.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to talk about Patricia.
Yeah.
Because she's back in our lives and we're all better for it.
Yes.
Her intro in this episode is sitting in bed, putting on white gloves, I think so she can read a newspaper and not get ink on her hands.
Yeah.
Which, like, is such an old world. I didn't even know. I feel like I was watching Downton Abbey.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good theory because I had no idea why she was wearing the gloves, to be honest.
Yeah, this is what I put together. I also watched Downton Abbey this weekend, so okay. I don't know if those things are, like, overlapping. And then reading her dog's a horoscope. It's just, I love her so much.
She's amazing.
But I also want to say, Patricia, I think, is the queen of shade. I loved her, like, PSA against drugs to Whitney.
But it's illegal!
Right. But then how she transitioned that into, like, well, look at Catherine.
Right.
Look what happens with Catherine. I'm
right.
just saying. Oh, it was so good.
Can we talk about the cringe? I think we should have a cringe of the week.
Okay, okay.
My cringe of the week was watching Thomas call Joaquin guapo.
Oh, no.
Mixing up, like, the guy who takes care of the horses with the horse itself.
I mean, that entire 2 minutes, I was like, I mentioned perhaps some might find this cast a bit pretentious to Shep.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, within like a minute, you hear Thomas mention blue bloods and call someone by the wrong name.
And a $30,000 rug.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, he was like, I get it.
Yeah.
yeah, that moment. But for me, it also was Thomas, but it was when he had his arms wrapped around that 24-year-old at the pool.
Ugh.
Being like, she's 24 and just got out of college or something like that, whatever he said. And I was just like, oh, my God. Could you imagine having Thomas, like, at a pool party wrapped around you?
Nope. Sure couldn't. That pool party looked amazing.
Yes.
Like, I don't know who this Limehouse girl is, but I want to know more.
Oh, I know. Well, there's a street named after her
right.
in Charleston.
Because, like, it was impeccably decorated. Like, just really thought of everything, had bottles of SPF all lined up neatly. And I was like, oh, nice, classy touch.
Right, classy touch. Getting those precancerous moles away. I wanted to talk about
just landed in general. I know we kind of touched on her already, but how much she hates Catherine is, like, so palpable.
I know.
Like, she was just throwing shade left and right. Like, why did she have to go across the country? Oh, it's because she wants to find a rich boyfriend. She doesn't want to see her kids.
And why is she angry at Catherine? Because, like, she says, she makes it kind of seem like the reason she's upset is because Catherine put it in people's heads that she and Thomas were together.
Right. She put a scarlet letter on her. Which yes. Also, what is that saying about Thomas? You're saying that being with Thomas is a scarlet letter?
I that's why I'm totally confused by the whole thing. It's like, right. She was like, can't even go to lunch with him without people thinking we're together. Well, who cares?
Right.
Yeah, weird. But again, maybe we're going to find out more. This was only the first episode.
Right. I loved the way that Catherine was, like, slowly sprinkled into this episode, though.
Yeah.
You first hear her, like, hello, over the phone in Craig's car. And then she's kind of brought up again, being like, she got kicked out of a house. We, like, it's this, like, big mystery.
Yeah, who is that cousin?
I don't know. But
she seemed messy boots.
She is. Messy boots is a kind way of describing her. And then you see her get in her car and you're like, oh my God, where is she? It was kind of like, what's happening? Yeah. And then you see that she's going to the drug test.
I don't even know what to say.
I know. It was crazy. So good. I literally was like, ah! I like wrote down in capital letters, ah! Because I just was like, you tricked me, Southern yep. Charm. I thought she was on her way. And honestly, when she got in the car, I was like, is her bathing suit underneath the yeah. outfit? I'm really confused. Why do you think Shep is so disappointed, we'll say, in Craig? Because it seems deeper than just like...
I think it's a betrayal.
Do you think he feels betrayed because he didn't tell him?
Yes. I mean, that's such a huge lie. And, like, as they flashbacked, he went so far as to fake mail a letter in right. front of him. Right. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying Craig didn't have his reasons. Of course, you would want to just shut people up. But, like, if that's your good friend, and Shep even says today in interview, like, that's his good friend still. I don't know. That would really hurt my feelings.
Yeah. And then when he was in the store with Cameron and said something to the effect of, like, he moved here, wanted to be, like, all these people here. He doesn't fit in with his family. He put on a show, and that's not who he really is. And yeah. who knows who Craig really is.
Right.
I was like, whoa, this is deep.
Should we go into our interview with
yes,
Shep?
Yes, I think we should, because he has a lot to say.
On that topic and many more.
Yes.
Including, by the way, like, he's in town for press and already met a girl he's interested in.
Right, yeah. We interviewed him at 11 a.m., and by that time, he had already gotten a date.
Yes. There you go.
It's not us, sadly.
Here with Shep from Hello. Southern Charm.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. Pleasure to be here.
I saw that you went to Standard Bingo last night. How are you, really?
By the way I look, I kind of got pissed off.
Oh, no.
Because they kept on going, doing all these song and dance. I was like, I want to play bingo. This is absurd. I was like, I got a good hand here. And I
almost have bingo, guys.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? If I wanted to go off Broadway, I'd get off Broadway.
Well, you know, we've had listeners ask us to have someone from Southern Charm on, specifically you.
Yes.
So happy to have you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, they like me.
They like you. They really do. Yeah. I kind of want to jump in because the premiere was so good. Mm-hmm. But I think it also is a little confusing, maybe some parts, because we didn't deal with a lot of the Catherine stuff that is now being discussed in the premiere.
Mm-hmm. It's not exactly, you know, the most, you know, favorable story you'd want to have out there about yourself, is it? I mean,
no.
But she's pretty raw about it, and she owns it, and good for her, I think. Yeah. I think the audience, always be honest with yourself, and you will evoke sympathy almost every time. But if you try to BS, you will get slammed. And I'm talking about in the court of public opinion, which probably doesn't matter very much, but the, you know, the loudest voices are the sometimes the most negative ones. Mm-hmm. And it can rattle you. I fight back. I choose to fight back because I'm smarter than probably that person on the other end of the whatever phone, Twitter, whatever. And I firmly believe that you have to punch a bully in the nose. Mm. I won't take it sitting down. Sorry, that's a whole nother discussion.
So watch out, Twitter. Shove's coming for you.
Well, no. What you do is make them feel 2 centimeters tall. You belittle them in a funny way. And then all your followers who are great, who I love, you know, they jump and pile on and the person just is squashed. And you're like, yes, the universe is working, you know.
You were talking about vulnerability, and you say that in this episode about Craig not being vulnerable. And so we wanted to talk about your relationship with him.
Yeah. Vulnerable or honest with himself. Mm. Or with us. I don't know what he is with himself, but, you know, he would be so better served. So if he looked me in the eye, it was like, I didn't graduate law school, and that's why I can't take the bar, and I'm working on it. I'd be like, okay, thank you. Okay, great. You know, where do we go from here? You know, I'm happy that I know. Or if he said, you know what, I don't want to be a lawyer. Or like, but it's just like, I don't know. He just kind of, he's got a lot of balls juggling in the air, and he could really take a lot of them out of the air if he wanted to. But I guess that's how he lives, you know.
So at the reunion, that was the first we had certainly heard that he didn't take the bar and hadn't finished school. Is that the first you had heard?
Well, yeah. If you remember from season 2, Whitney says that jokingly.
Yeah.
Drunkenly.
Yeah.
At his parents' dinner table. And I mean, he was right. He's like Nostradamus.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy, you know, like. But, yeah.
So, in real time that happens.
Yeah.
What happens after that shoot? Did you guys go out together? Did you talk about it? What was your relationship from that point to the start of the season?
We're friends. We're no doubt friends. But, you know, you just, if you lose credibility, I'm not going to not like you. I'm just going to take everything you say with a boulder of salt. Right. You know what I mean? And which I would like not to have to do, but I do it.
Yeah.
Right. So we start off the season with this Landon and Thomas giving her a rose and going out to the
Lord have mercy
water and looking out.
What a beautifully shot scene. Did you see the way the water glistened? I'm serious. I was like, ooh, that's beautiful.
Were those props to Haymaker?
Yeah, to the cameraman. John, good guy. I love those guys. I like all the crew. We have a lot of fun.
I'm sure. I can only imagine.
I think I'm ridiculous.
So did you think that there was something there between them last season? Because there was that great moment at the party.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
What a funny ending. I thought that was so fantastic. Good. Yeah. I don't know. You know, they both are sort of can go on and on about what they're up to. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'd be a good match in that regard. Just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, she likes horses. He has the farm with the horses. But he'll be the first to tell you. I mean, he's got a checkered past, you know, and it's tough for girls to overcome that, maybe. Maybe that's certainly Landon that weighs on her mind, I'm sure, knowing her.
I had a question before we walked in from someone in the office. They said, please ask Shep, does he ghost on girls?
Mm. No.
Okay.
No.
You'll properly.
I am waging a full-scale war against flakes.
Okay.
And I'm losing. Horribly.
No, we're in the generation of flaking. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's the easiest time in the history of the world to get in touch with somebody, and people still pretend like they didn't see your text. Give me a break. No, I don't do that. I'm pretty honest. It makes you feel better, you know? I don't know. I do not ghost.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Good to hear.
I mean, if I rarely get to the point where I have to ghost. That's my problem. You know what I mean? I'm usually 1 foot out the door kind of thing. So, anyway.
When Jax was in, Taylor, he said...
yeah, is there another?
That he was going to be hanging out with you or... Yeah. Who? So tell us, because that's fascinating. I think that's its own spinoff. Okay. Who in the Bravo family do you hang out with that we may not know about?
I was with Carl last night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, Radke from Summer House.
He's funny, man. He's great. We get along quite well. He wants to come to watch What Happens Live with me tonight.
Oh.
But he says, I don't want to steal your thunder. I was like,
not
steal
possible.
It.
Yeah, impossible.
Steal it. It's okay. Yeah, I'm not really, you know, too taken with myself, so it's okay.
So you talk about you and Austin and like who has more game, you and Jax Taylor.
I mean, doesn't he have a girlfriend?
Okay, but like, back at, like, you know,
a year
like,
ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't really think about game. I mean, I'm 37 years old. Maybe when I was in my 20s, that was like a thing, but I don't derive any self-worth from picking up chicks. Now, if I having said that, I just invited the girl from People Live that I did this morning to watch What Happens Live tonight. She's beautiful. God. So maybe I'm full of shit.
And did she say yes?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh. Yeah. So maybe she'll steal your thunder, not Carl.
She can steal whatever she wants. Or borrow. Borrow might be better.
So we were talking about fans earlier and criticism. Some people might say the cast is a bit pretentious. What would you say to that?
I mean, did you see the first episode? I think I counted like at Thomas talking about a $30,000 rug and then saying blue blood, and, you know, so I can understand that, where that's coming from. I mean, Whitney is unabashedly pretentious. I mean, I don't think anybody and I mean, Patricia, the line in the first episode where he said, I think it ran out of batteries, Michael, and the look she gives him, I laughed so hard. And I texted Cameron, and she goes, I hooted and hollered and that. And I texted Patricia and said, you stole the show.
When she enters the episode and she's wearing white gloves in bed reading a newspaper, I just was like, oh, to
Let's
be Patricia.
Let's read your horoscope to the dog.
I know.
She is amazing. I just wonder if there's enough content that put her on as much as, you know, we could. Because, I mean, I'd give the spotlight to her all day long.
Oh, she, fan favorite, Lady Gaga loves her. Like, she's called her out on Twitter.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I wanted to just talk about, let's go back to this Catherine conversation we were having earlier. Mm-hmm. You were kind of analyzing why people love and hate Dear Catherine.
Catherine has a tremendous following on Bravo. And my theory is that there's a large swath of the viewing public on Bravo that are scorned women. And Catherine is their patron saint. So think about it. I mean, she was with a powerful older man and had two kids, did not get the ring, you know, not the best situation for her. I mean, now considering now that she's, you know, embroiled in what she, but so I think women sit at home like, oh, shit, you know, I'm with her, you know what I mean?
You guys can't see it, but he's
snapping and...
Yeah. Oh, because Catherine does the snap.
Oh, yes, she does.
So I think that's a thing. Right. And you know, and I'm really fair towards Catherine, and I like Catherine. Mm-hmm. And I think that Thomas gets a free pass too often in some of his antics. And, you know, he's always invited to this and that and this and that, and she's not. And I don't think that's fair. I think that they, you know, are both sort of can be a little volatile at times.
Just a little.
Yeah. So, and I don't think, you know, it's always her fault. And I think that she doesn't really get a voice in the group sometimes. And I think that's unfair.
Do you think that they could end up back together?
I hope not, man. I really, really hope not. I think I told last year at Watch What Happens, I think one of Thomas's sisters offered him a large sum of money to never get back together with her again.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I could have that money. I'll get back together with her. Yeah, right.
I was going to say, how do you move on after your friend confesses their love to you? Like, how do you do that?
We, frankly, are not terribly close at the moment.
Because of that?
No, it's some other stuff. Oh. Some other stuff.
Oh.
Nothing romantic. We just sort of, like, pissed each other off last summer and, you know... I mean, I can be kind of a son of a bitch sometimes, but she's not without blame on our current relationship status, and so we'll always have the base, and we've known each other for a long time, and we'll always be friends. But right now, things aren't perfect between us. I would say.
Are we gonna watch that play out?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you are. You certainly are. And she like adopts Austin. As her, she calls him my new Shep.
What is that like to hear?
Well, the crazy thing is like he's sort of with Chelsea, and they're sort of together. But like he's clearly like they're clearly chumming it up, and yeah. It's gonna be like, oh no! I mean, it's gonna be good. The season's good like that.
Yeah.
Like there's like little stuff going on. You're like, uh oh. You know. So.
Yeah, I just loved that you quoted The Breakfast Club, too, in the Super Cheese.
Yeah.
Do you do that often? Do you like The Breakfast Club?
I am a huge movie quote guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I am full of useless knowledge.
Thank you so much.
This is great.
Yeah.
Thanks, gals.
Now, I know what you guys are thinking. What? It's over? You didn't talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How dare you? But we're gonna.
How dare you?
Exactly. Eileen style. We are doing a bonus episode this week because there was too much going on. We couldn't fit it all into one.
I mean, this week alone has a reunion, a finale, like four premieres. It is an epic week.
Right. So we are going to have another episode go up on Thursday.
A Shepic week?
Oh. There she is.
I'm awake now. So yeah, we're going to have a third episode just for you all because we love you so much.
So tweet us your thoughts. We're at Bravo TV and use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish so we can find those tweets.
Yeah.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me.